Our next item is subdivision 2006-28, Sussex Ventures Incorporated, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-28 for Sussex Ventures Incorporated. It's based on the record and for the following reasons. The subdivision meets the requirements of the subdivision ordinance and promotes the orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The size and density of the project with 3/4 acre lots is also consistent with the character of the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. The applicant has stated that the wetlands will be protected with a 100-foot buffer and will be included with a conservation area owned by the HOA in association with Nanticoke Conservancy. The applicant has stated that as many trees as possible will be maintained. No wetlands will be included with any lots. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. Only 44 single lots, family lots, shall be permitted. Restrictive covenants shall be recorded governing the development with a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. As stated by the applicant, the conservation area including the wetlands shall be managed by the Nanticoke Conservancy or a similar organization. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. No additional drainage or runoff from the project shall flow onto adjacent properties or roadways. The applicant shall also consult with the Sussex Conservation District regarding improvements to the off-site drainage to ensure that development of this project does not worsen the problem, but instead proves it. Final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all on-site and off-site stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. All interests shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. State and or federal wetlands appear to be located within the proposed project. The wetlands enclosure notice acquired by county code shall be in restrictive covenants. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 100-foot buffer established for all wetland areas. The applicant has agreed that the wooded areas will be maintained as much as possible. No wetlands on the site shall be impacted, and no wetlands shall be included with any lots. A 30-foot forested or vegetated buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the property next to the properties along the north and south boundary of the project. These buffers, along with the wetland buffers, shall be shown on a landscape plan prepared by a licensed Delaware landscape architect and included with the final site plan. The applicant shall verify on the final site plan whether any tax ditches exist on the site and the extent of any easements associated with such a tax ditch. A location for a school bus stop shall be established in cooperation with the local school district. This bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. And street naming and addressing will be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-28, Sussex Ventures Incorporated, with the conditions stated as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Close. Carried.